Shalom. Good morning. I'm so glad you're here this morning. We have some work to do. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you, WWPs. You're just something else. And God has woven you together. And you who have been with us, especially a long time, you have become a very powerful prayer force for the Lord. As he told me, a nation raises up an air force, just so I am raising up a prayer force. We're not the only ones. Lynn Hammond is on the line today. She's here praying with us. I called her because we have such an important thing to do. They have a prayer force. People have prayer forces everywhere, but I just want to thank you. And I've been seeing you. The Lord has led me to have some special meetings just after I was with the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast in Houston. He said, have a little meeting after it. And we didn't even announce it except right here on the call. And there you showed up, about 250 of you. And the Lord just showed us that it was God. One woman was led of the Lord, and she wired into we're receiving in these special meetings. I don't always talk about it, but mention McDowell and show a little video, and a woman was led of the Lord to wire in $1 million to that McDowell account. Just came back from speaking at Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast in St. Louis, and he asked us again, showed me to have a meeting, and the point of what I'm saying is you WWPs are there. It's really for you and for us and for our close partners, and others come, of course, but it's just a time when we can get together. And you came to a family church, Jeff and Patsy Perry's wonderful church. They loaned us their facilities, and they called me yesterday excited because there was another sign from the Lord that it was the Lord. They had given me a very large, given to McDowell account, a very large offering. That church had done it, just themselves, besides what the WWPs gave and others. And they called me to say that their Sunday morning offering was exactly to the dollar what they had given us. And it really spoke to them, and it spoke to me. Another thing that spoke to me is I'm going to be Friday, June 2nd, and Saturday, June 3rd in California. After we have this call, I think Brandon has sent in some videos to show you where we're going to have the meetings, very special meetings. We'll talk more about them later. But it was so supernatural how God showed him the place and spoke to a man of God in prayer. Oh, my goodness. He'll tell you about that on some videos. But I'm going to be there June 2nd and 3rd on my way to Australia, where I will be the whole month of June and into July. And so you dear Australians, oh, my goodness, you on this call, you have to get up so early, but you're there every time you show up. And so I'm going to be, first of all, at Gosford, and then I'm going to be at Melbourne and Sydney, and then Melbourne, and then Perth, and then I'm going to be on the Gold Coast. And so I'm looking to see you WWPs there. Going to return, take a week of rest, and be at the Christians United for Israel and so in Washington, D.C. So every time God gives us a string scripture, which he does all the time, I grab it for myself. Bless the Lord. And I appreciate y'all praying, and oh, my goodness, how it blesses me when I say how many WWPs are here, and you're everywhere there. You're so faithful. But this morning we have a prayer assignment. For one thing, it's going to involve our praying with our understanding. Sometimes you pray in the Spirit, which we're going to, and God's going to speak to us just like he's been doing. Oh, precious Savior. Oh, my Jesus, it's just so humbling. But we're going to be praying with our understanding. And you know that on this call, he calls me friend. He does it quite often on this call. Well, there came a day when he spoke to me and told me when I became his friend. 37 years ago this past Sunday, April 30th, my handsome Cherokee, beautiful, wonderful husband that I love so much moved to heaven. He had been sick for 10 months. And just a strong man, you just see a strong man wasting away is hard. But it's a long story. I'm not going to tell you all that story. He made a choice. Jesus appeared to him and gave him a choice, and he elected to go. And but anyway, when all around that time, April 30th, you see, he went home 37 years ago. Well, I guess it was like maybe in March, I got a call from Sister Jean Wilkerson. She's a prophetess. Oh, what a prophetess. She prophesied to Brother Hagin more than any other person. Many of you on this call know her. If you don't, you can get her book, Contact with God. We have it. She's probably on YouTube, Jeannie Wilkerson, but we do have her videos. And just to watch her pray is something else. Prophetess, oh my goodness. She called me, and she said, the devil is trying to do some things in the Middle East to push them too fast. It's not time for them. And he's trying to push them too fast. She called me, and she said, I want to take you to dinner. So she took me to dinner to the Petroleum Club. They were well-to-do, very well-to-do people, members of the Petroleum Club. There we sat in this beautiful, beautiful place, waiter with a towel over his arm. And she's telling me this wild story. If he'd heard it, he would have thought it was wild. And there had been a plane shot down, a terrorist group, Abu Nidal, who was a top mean terrorist at the time. He had said that he was going to kill any British or American tourists that came to Israel. He had made that blatant out. And to get back for this plane having been shot down over Libya, I believe it was. So she said, they're trying to push things too fast. And the Lord wants you to go to Israel, take a group. And when you get to wherever, to the place he'll show you, you are to shout all together, tone down. Well, kind of at the last minute, 40 people agreed to go. Two of them are on this line. Lynn Hammond and Brenda Blaze. And so Kent was sick. And, you know, he was at home, and I'd been staying home taking care of him. But I called his parents, and they came and got him, and his dad came, and we kissed each other, you know, there as he walked out the door. I didn't know that it would be we were kissing goodbye, but I kind of thought maybe I didn't know. So anyway, we went on to, with the group of 40, and we were literally the only tour group in the whole country. We had IDF vehicles before us and behind us. IDF, that's Israeli Defense Forces, they covered our tour, but there was a little white dove, and I've never had it. Cannot tell you how many times I've been to Israel, never had anything like this. But there was a little white dove that would appear and accompany us. In the upper room, at the garden tomb, and on the mount, when we went up into the mount, the temple mount, and he was there always, just as white as snow. When we did our communion in the tomb, he just sat on a branch and overlooked us. And I knew it was the Holy Spirit. A representation of him. So we did something that we normally don't do. We did the Jerusalem part first, and then we went north. And we got to the King's Hotel in Jerusalem, and there was a note to call home. And they told me that Kent was going, you know, and I needed to get home. There was a note that said that he was going, and I needed to get home. Well, I called home, and I talked to Terry. Well, Shelley and I prayed. We stayed in that day because we haven't heard from the Lord to say, tone down. And Shelley and I stayed in the hotel while the group went out, and we prayed all day. And the Lord said, you have it, complete the job. You know, Paul said when they were trying to get him not to go to Jerusalem, he said, I go bound in the Spirit. And that's the scripture God gave me. You're bound in the Spirit. So I called home, and Terry said, Mom, Dad's better. And he said, you go on. Do what God told you to do. So we went north, and we came to Old Katsarine, New Katsarine. Then was there. And you know, that's just a little bitty country, Israel. And it's 60 miles across. But the Syrians, and coming down through Syria, they were threatening attack on Israel. And those Israeli planes would fly really low. Those fighter jets fly really low, and then they do a perpendicular thing straight up. And Lynn said, oh, I wish Mac could see this. I see their eyes, the pilot's eyes. So that was at the Syrian border, a little town there, Katsarine. And so we went on down to stand at just there by Kenetra, and where those two mountains are, which are the eyes and ears of Israel, these, where they have all their radar and all this and that, their equipment. And we were all standing there, and those black clouds over in Syria, they were so black, and they were rolling like wailing. You could see them right at the border. And the Lord said, this is the place. Now, the group knew they had this job to do. We screamed, tone down. And whoever was watching from Israel behind us with those technical things, I know they thought we were crazy. But we screamed, tone down. And I could tell you right now, those clouds over Syria broke up and the sun shined through. One of our group, when he got back home, he was watching CBS News, and they said, we don't know what happened in Syria, but everything just seemed to tone down. When we were flying, it's the same time Chernobyl happened as well. And when we were flying back home, my friends, my dear friends, Lynn, Brenda, I can't remember who else, three or four of them, took me to the back of the plane. They said, Billy, you need to let Kent go. And so I did. And my plane, it's a long story, I won't bother you with that part, but he passed. When my plane landed on the tarmac, he left his body at the hospital at that moment. And supernatural things happened. We're not going to go in. I'm not going into all of that. But I'm just telling you, then after that, I was reading the Bible, and the Lord gave me this scripture, John chapter 15, verse 14. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Right out to the side of that verse, I have written in red, I am his friend. Because one day God spoke to me, and he said, you became my friend when you stayed and did what I commanded you. He spoke to me while I'm reading my Bible. That was April 1986. The next verse says, verse 14, John 15, 14, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. So since that time, it's amazing how revelation has opened up to me. Revelation of the Word, revelation of the times of the end. And you know that on this prayer call, almost every time, he will call me his friend. A lot of people say, oh, I'm the friend of God. They sing the song. But you're not his friend unless you do his commandments. And on verse 12, it says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. So, I'm not bragging on me. I'm just saying I had a wonderful example. Brother Hagin, I do aim to walk in love. as well as obey what he tells me. Now, I said all that to say this. The Lord made me know through natural avenues that something terrible, and I cannot tell you what, but it involves very evil people, have a plot, a plan that they are in fact instigating right now against America. I don't want to tell you too many details, but it is it's frightening. But Shelley was over here last night, and we didn't, either one in our spirits, we, you know, and we knew what to do. He showed me what to do, and he showed me what to do this morning. Now we're going to do it with our praying and our understanding. And it involves the Antichrist. He made me to know that the Antichrist system is here in this world, and it's trying to push things too fast off God's timetable. God has a timetable for this United States of America that is going to involve an awakening, that is going to involve a great harvest. And this country is not going to be knocked over or hurt economically or any other way to stop the move of God. Now, I know that you are welded together as a prayer force, and I'm going to read you this right now because it involves the Antichrist and his agents, and we have the authority to stop them, and that's what we're going to do this morning. I called Lynn. I asked her to get on the line. I know how strong she'll be, and I know how strong Brenda Blaze is, and I know how strong a bunch of you are, and I know that you'll absolutely be united in this. And just like we hollered tone down and it changed it, we're going to stop this morning. And I'm going to hear, maybe before the day is over, that the thing has been shot down. So here, I'm going to read you from the Bible, because we have to have the Bible. This is 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. This is King James. I got my old Bible out because I wanted to see all where I'd marked it. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus, and it's the word parousia. It means his second coming, when he's coming to set up his kingdom. And by our gathering together unto him, that's the rapture, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of the Lord has already arrived and is here. I have written in my old Bible, newer translations that I got somewhere else and put it in here when it helped. So somebody had told to them that the day of the Lord is already here. Well, the day of the Lord is going to be when God has his total way. It doesn't have to pay any attention to legalities regarding Adam's lease. He said, I don't want you shaken or troubled that, or even if somebody writes you a letter that they forged and say that I wrote it, that the day of the Lord is here. Now, the Lord is going to tell us on this line, and he always says, don't be afraid. Trust in me. So we're not afraid. There's nothing about it this day that's afraid. We're stopping this deal. Verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that can mean a departure. That the man of sin, that's the Antichrist, be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That's what the Antichrist is going to do. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, And verse 6, and now you know what withholds, that he might be revealed in his time. There is something withholding him, the Antichrist, so that he won't be revealed too soon. For the mystery, verse 7, of iniquity does already work. John said there's already many antichrists in this world. There is an antichrist system. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Now, that is better translated in other translations. He who now hinders will hinder until he be taken out of the way, or he who now restrains will restrain until he be taken out of the way. There is something hindering, restraining the Antichrist. And that something that is hindering, restraining the Antichrist is the body of Christ, the church. We're here. We're going to be taken out of the way in the rapture, but we're still here. And until we leave, God has given us the authority to hinder and restrain the Antichrist. And that is exactly what we're going to do on this call. We are going to hinder together now. Together, we're going to be a very powerful force. And we are going to restrain him right now from his current activities. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. That's the Antichrist. So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do exactly that same thing that the toned down group did. The first thing I want to do, every one of you, lift your hands. So many places in the Bible translated praise or thank you or thanksgiving. For instance, enter his courts with thanksgiving. It's the word yada. And it means praise with your hands lifted. So right now, for just about a minute, every one of you lift your hands to the Lord and praise him. Oh, Father, we praise you. And we enter into your courts with praise. Your heavenly courts where all the angels and the beings and the saints are praising you. Let our praise join them, Lord. With uplifted hands, we praise and adore you and magnify your holy name. Oh, Father, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. From every state in this union, from Washington, D.C., from other lands, we are lifting our hands together. And we are ascending to the very throne of God with our praise. Let them arise, a sweet aroma. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father of glory. Now give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Oh, Father. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness. Here's what we're coming for today. Revelation on the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power toward us, which is like that which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand. It's resurrection power you want us to understand. And seated him at your own right hand, far above all rule, principality, authority, power, might, dominion, every name and thing. Not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet. You gave him head over all to the body of Christ. You gave him head to the church over all things. And we are the fullness of him that filleth all in all. We who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but you who are rich in mercy. And for your great love wherewith you loved us, when you quickened the head, you quickened the body together with us, with him. When you raise the head, you raise the body together with him. When you see the head, you see the body together with and in him, and there we sit at your right hand. In you, in him. And here we are on the earth, all across the nations, this nation, and you're in us. You are in us. And you have told us, commissioned us, authorized us. They who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Jesus Christ. You have said that, that withholds, hinders, restrains, will restrain. So we know that without one doubt, we are going to restrain this Antichrist hatched plan. We are coming out as a man in full power, authority, together. At the command of the head, we, the body, are speaking. We want to thank you for translating us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your beloved Son, fitted for the inheritance of the saints in the light, and we do now come against the kingdom of darkness together. In the name above every name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yahweh Yeshua, kingdom of darkness, we call you to heal. You listen to us. We are an ecclesia, an ecclesia. We are a called out body to rule. And we hereby rule and reign. You demonic spirit that is working down, that are working down through these men and women, in the name above every name, cease and desist in your maneuvers. Cease and desist in your maneuvers against the United States of America, against her economy, against her institutions of learning. Cease and desist in your coming against her governments, administrative department, executive department, legislative, against the states, against the governors, against the school boards, against the mayors, in the name above every name, cease and desist, and you all name your areas. Cease and desist in my realm. Cease and desist where I have authority. And you cease and desist, we're all coming together. You cease and desist in your plans and plots against Washington, D.C. Put your hand out towards Washington, D.C. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put both hands out. In the name above every name, you cease and desist in your maneuvers against those departments, Treasury, all the departments, Justice, in the name above every name, cease and desist in your maneuvers right now. And you know the one specifically that I'm speaking about, and I call it, we call it to the ground, dead like a dud bomb. In the name above every name, and now let us glorify the Lord. We worship you, we glorify you, we give you great glory and honor. Hallelujah. Now, Max, before we pray in tongues, I want to make sure you're on the line.
I'm here.
Praise the Lord. All right, folks, let's go. Bangala gobra. Suswadian in the nombre, Gavidan Joske di Verabatie, Andele Brosco nombronga la Gayana Nanania Nicola Cambrandini Cobra Baradasca Libra, Swaswan Jesco Danie, Ivrodosho Niangele Gapra, Celepania Nacolita, O Balavra Halita, Gongili Doska Dambre. Nicompagna, Nicola come le impegne, Nicola caga la dingio. Shishato mia fanghi, grinde le gabra nanieto, lo coco lo cobra, nasce lance le cobra casche. Suan suerio nel nombre, che le cabra tiene nel nombre, pasci nebre. Oh, la vita lei è tagna di quella cavella di bradasca non c'è. Mi sono nella le capra cade da dashante di godo shattite di godo shante. Davara di scagna ne coho la cavara d'agna ne coho la capra di gadasca d'ambre cade che capre. Megalatoshki nanye. Kabila toho shande nego prakti de kadashka dable. Mashki de vlato maki malatonye. Mashki de letanye nikobre. Mashki de abrahalakaki atonye nikahalakapi. Pebelian tashke dabra tira kombra, tira katabra. Megili danya ne kohula kafki. Kibela toho shande de kohura kapre kade goto ochete de kandiyang debra. Emini kahala tinya ne kohula kabara dashke tenchesto. Holy Baranish Kanjo, the Tobri Kadigala Kafre Mashkidare Nongele Kohupa Kalakatanya Nakobre Nigela Kabra Tirikon Tangre Gandashka Babre Kafre Tanya Ojida Kahala Nigela Donya Nikohala Kavidara Kafre Kadigadashan Nirigondo Shafi Rikotoho Shafi. Praski danio su copre. Maschi tapra kahala kafri danio ne copre vadan danie. Essi le taia. Essi le taia vandoske debre da frondi le gadara kambrati le godoshate. I galagandi ananananye kala kahala kabre deli bangari ananananye ni kohola kabrake ishti ando le vedetanye ni kohola kabrake i galagala kai anakahala kabra ishti anananambe kada katafre kada katanche geshato 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 Magida capre. I sandi in un nombre, caricadala cavadia, nananonia ne cohola cabrati, ne cotosche, dancette, ne catavo. Che liberatosche, dancendio, nanacombre, caricaldaila, la 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 la, tania ne cotavre, belicance. Oh, balamre, ne pasco, doni di capra. Ma mi doni ni cala cavre di magnone ne carmele togne ni colo coprame le moscene ne mai ne nai ne noia bagai prevere nesche ne ambra cala copre vestete. Maschi Daniela, ma chi la cadavra? More. Gavidan tanya ne ko la kapre ke ko on chili ke ko shakta ko. Gavidan donya ne ko la kai ati tora maya na nambre. Mashki dora mantita ati te ka ho. Wali vara toshke danje ne ko ko shakti te ko ko shakti ne ko dope panye. Mashki dora makai. Mashki dora makaya na kahala kafra. Gere do shanto ne ne kala kaka. Bari ande bele dubra na ne ne kahala kaya na kahala kafra. Yon ta da go do hosha ne da go do shika. Mashki da halakaya. I gala brete vara danje nego holaka brate ili ga dašante. Pave iz dobre manja neka halaka vre kaleko za četje di kahalaka vrake. A sanje neka la divra pa taj ja neka halaka brake ne neka laka vrage da di šanda. Uvo mama shanke ne kohle kabra, ba le denye ne kohle kabra, ba da djana na nombra gai ka la dujan bebe bachon mene maganga. Kabra de pala halakaya na njerto nje vede bu. Guavi da njerto shana varatishko gala gale ganka a china na njanda. O va baba shete le gambrakai. O pashitanya, pashitanya. O pashitanya. Pashitanya mia. Pashitanya vene. Ale gode paletishka panche kutoshka. I libre toa, libera da sheg de makai. Gilibra tashan de le kohola kavre kaleka tashka. Meri pop kohola kavre. Pabe danier to me di kara bateshte. Mandio fehe la. Tutte le bagne ne cognana. Che vedete ha? Alla cande atto, abita sciande. E se dite di sua, bradiscondi, delle catabre, cade cada sciande, le godopo sciacchita. Malitora, ma caiena, come la capre, tasce denne. O baba balai andio neke di capra nako o makalakai nakora ma gutto to kapashke do brede ne menye porska porska brege baladu branje ne kolo ko brade ne konoste amitanya 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 oh Maske dobre te vreme taj, pra dobre kaj je nikola komprat, ja ne zika, pra. Te vreme tušanje. Da vidi na to. Mega la taj, mega la taj bande. Mega di šano na kobre, ki ti ka hala, hanja na kobre, ki ti ka da šakja. Gede brataške. Gede brate, nje neka halaka vrate, rego toho šaktito. Gavila teške. Gavida njata. Ili brotve, franjana kora bakaške, da tupla. Tupla naki, tupla nakaja. ebola teşka tam çeli kata haşat. My God, we praise you for teşki dan brati. Pro debro vanje ne kora. Ele du, jo amara disko havero, o makri havero, a šene to da kankete. Oh, magilata. Magilata fenje, ibra toške di branje, neko na kapke, nego doša, nego do očanje. Ma ridenge, viene con ora macchiato fene. Gabra debra, viene con la gabre delle cacce, andare a comprecere, gombre della cabre. Maschi debre, maschi debre, maschi debre. Proprio discende. Aquí da el campo. Alibre te, aquí la gaga aprende ya, todo lo que te lo chate, magi la aprende. Megi la da la capra, todo lo chante. Oh, magi la aprende, magi Magi da vrede pašku, da vrlo pa četne. Oh, la praha la kaja, na kolo kamre bendi, ali na dobre kibili duška. Oh, štari anda na kobre, kada ga brangje, neko brakje, neko doške, da na dobre, kada ga brakje. My God, oh, frondi, jeli, jeli, bro, brangje, pa da Gavila tahala kaya na kobre kada ko tanče, neko pratija vanja na kobre kile ko pravde dašku. O, parasito, 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 brandjene, čem? Gavila dašante, neko toho šakje, neko toho šakje. Kazite kala kahala prete, neko hala kaka. Ishan de la kohola ka prakti de gada shanti de gada shukata. Tavi la ka prakti de gada shanti de gada shakti. Obri ti franyo de kohola ka pi de gada shukati ka la kai. Ibra dwehe a nana gongange. Kabrita la barata shende. Kavila do la vata shante de goto shakti de goto che. My God, probi danya ne kohola kabri keshke da prata le dunya. Ashe de ve baratai yana kahala kabra yana kobre. Avida taha la kabra taha shangi lika taha shete lika taha shakya. Masko dobre fratishka, chole vela bete. O gabala danya niko hula gabrandi niko hula kabrakti niko to shkata la tenyana vela lyongo. Magila te, prati he jando, naki la gange, balada brandye, nanaka, la deje da dandye, de kotabre. Show me kalai, show me kalai, show me kalai. Give it a dua, ma otto, akale, landole. Alita shakte, goveri budjua shamanye. Vibra di vod babratashka panche de goto shakye. Kali varatanya na koho labre. Kali anakya teke hete. Ascoltò le pagine con la cabra, ma chi la dovrebbe cascare? Ma chi la cagna ne cohora, ma caschi da certo. Oh, praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord, praise you. Praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord, praise you, oh Father. To think that you speak to us, just let us work with you in prayers. We're just so thankful. We're just so thankful. We're just so thankful. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I
Just
just wanted.
amazing, isn't it, Brother Max? Just amazing. We're so thankful.
Is so good. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
Thank you,
Max.
Lord.
Oh, Max.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I just want to let everybody know on the call that the Spirit of the Lord is really strong.
Oh, so strong. Oh, so strong. Max, I know we got that. I know we got the victory over that situation.
Yes, I mean, all right. Start with your faith church and underline it. Your faith church. Underline it. Your faith church, underline it. Next line. 1 Timothy 2:1-2. 1 Timothy 2:1-2. Jeremiah 29:7. Jeremiah 29:7. Next line, also it's underlined. Stand in the gap. I urge you to do that. Stand in the gap. I urge you to do that. Underline
All of it?
it. All of it. Stand in the gap. I urge you to do that. Stay in prayer with my prophet. Stay in faith with my friend. I'll read it again. Stay in prayer with my prophet. Stay in faith with my friend. Next line. Standing firm in the faith and showing grace to those who do not. Standing firm in the faith and showing grace to those who do not. Next line, Ezekiel 22:30. Ezekiel 22:30. Then he gave us 1 Peter 2:17. I'm sorry, 1 Peter 2:17. Next line. This one is underlined too, the one I'm just about to read. So this one is underlined. I have the authorities Yes, and I have the authorities, church, to heal your land. I have the authorities, church, to heal your land. I have the authorities, church, to heal your land. Then he gave us Romans 13, 1-3, chapter 13, verse 1. Romans 13, verse 1. Your, next line, your land is healed. Your land is healed. Your land is healed. Next line. Second Chronicles 7:14. Second Chronicles 7:14, 1-4. Next line. You are praying for my victory in all. You are praying for my victory in all. You are praying for my victory in all. Then he gave us Proverbs 11:14. Proverbs 11, chapter 11, verse 14, 1-4. Next line. You are to serve me. Do you understand? You are to serve me. Do you understand? You are to serve me. Do you understand? Then he gave us the book of Psalm, chapter 2, verses 11. I'm sorry, verses 10 and 11. Psalm, chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. This line is underlined. Everything in my hand, and no one can change it. The whole thing is underlined. Everything in my hand. There is no us here. Everything in my hand, and no one can change it. Then he gave us Proverbs 21, verse 1. Proverbs 21, verse 1. Oh my goodness. Listen to this. This is my war, not China, Russia, Persia, Turkey, North Korea, or Syria.
Can you read that again slowly, please?
Yes. This is my war. Excuse me. This is my war. Not China, Russia, Persia, Turkey, North Korea, or Syria. This is my world, not China, Russia, Persia, Turkey, North Korea, or Syria. Next line. My war against my nation and your nation. The table is prepared. It's not prepared, it's prepare.
P-R-E-P. I didn't get that. Could you read that again, please?
Yes, I'll start over.
Mm-hmm.
My war against my nation and your nation. The table is prepare. It's not prepared, but prepare. There's no D in land. I will restore, R-E-S-T-O-R-E-S, restore your soul. Okay, I'll probably need to read it again. My war against my nation and your nation, the table is prepared. I will restore your soul.
Psalm 23.
Yes, but that's before Psalm 23, Job.
Okay.
12. Yeah, Job 12.
Job 12.
23 through 25.
Okay.
Psalm 23, 1 through 6. Job 12, chapter 12, verses 23 through 25. So 23, 24, 25. And then Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6.
Okay.
Next line. This one is underlined also. Maybe a little long, but it's underlined. My wisdom and righteousness to be evident in your nations. My wisdom and righteousness to be evident in your nations. Underline it, the whole thing. My wisdom and righteousness to be evident in your nation. Next line. Proverbs 2, 1 through 8.
Mm.
Proverbs 2, chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. Next line. I am depending on you to pray for the restoration of these nations. Wow. I am depending on you to pray for the restoration of these nations. I am depending on you to pray for the restoration of these nations. Next
Is there
slide.
An S on the word restoration?
No.
No?
No. Restoration okay. of these nations. Okay.
Okay.
Next line. The deep will not stand because I am deeper in all. Yeah. I'll read it again. Oh, I am deeper in all is underlined. Okay, I'll read the line again. The deep will not stand because I am deeper in all. So I am deeper in all is underlined. The deep will not stand because I am deeper in all, I am deeper in all, underlined. Next line, the blood of all the blood of all. Next line. And their peace shall be your peace. And their peace shall be your peace. And their peace shall be your peace. Then he gave us the book of Acts, 17, chapter 17, verse 26.
Oh, yeah.
Acts 17, okay. Acts chapter 17, verse 26.
Next line.
It shall be my wisdom. It shall be my wisdom. Then he gave us, after it shall be my wisdom, Proverbs 2, verse 6. Proverbs 2, verse 6. Sorry, I have to flip back here to the first page. He already gave us 6, but anyway, praise the Lord. Proverbs 2, verse 6. You talk to me today, all of you. You talk to me today, all of you. That's the line. You talk to me today, all of you. Next line. Psalm 91, verses 14 through 16. Psalm 91.
What?
16, 1, 6.
Okay. Thank you.
Psalm 91, 14 to 16. Next line. The two nations and both of them. The two nations and both of them. The two nations and both of them. Next line, Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 through 12. Next line. Oh, this one is underlined. The one I'm going to read now. You are to behold my children. This is underlined. You are to behold my children. Isaiah 8, verse 18. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18. Next line. You are taught, T-A-U-G-H-T. You are taught. Three words. Isaiah, another Isaiah here, 54:13. Isaiah 54:13. Next line. My spirit stay with me and I will do it. My spirit stay with me and I will do it. My spirit stay with me and I will do it. First Thessalonians 5 verse 23 and 24. 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, verses 23 and 24.
Mm-hmm.
Next line. This one is underlined. I am your Jesus. I am your Jesus. Next line. I determined Edean land, I determined the time for the nations. I determined the time for the nations. Next line. From my mouth come the knowledge to you. From my mouth come the knowledge to you. From my mouth come the knowledge to you. Next line. Do you understand my wisdom this morning? Do you understand my wisdom this morning? Next line. I give you wisdom. Talking
just
about
a moment
his
here.
Wisdom. Sorry.
I'm a little slow here. Do you understand my wisdom this morning? And then?
I give you wisdom. I give you wisdom. Trust in me.
Praise your name. I know some of these verses, and it's just amazing. Thank you, Father, for speaking to us.
Thank you,
oh,
Lord.
Oh, my Jesus. Oh, Lord. Just to think that he gives us the right to pray and communicate with him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I have to get my... my little computer, it shook its head at me. So it'll take me a bit here to get it up. But Max, I'm just so thankful. I just feel so good. Not that we go by feelings, but
no.
I know that we got the victory. I know we did.
We got the victory, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the notes, this is just overwhelming. Thank you, Jesus.
It's overwhelming, yeah. And what he said to us, and it's just wonderful. I'm just so thankful to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right. The first thing, underlined, you are faith, church. 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. It just thrilled me when you gave us this. Because this is what we did just now. First of all, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Jeremiah 29:7. Wasn't that wonderful that he gave us that just after we finished praying?
Yes.
But seek the peace of the city, whither I have caused you to be carried away, captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof, you shall have peace. I was in Sydney, Australia, and I heard the rabbi on Rosh Hashanah pray for the Queen of England. And I said, why do you do that? And he gave me this verse. I didn't know this verse before. Wherever we are, he said, we're to pray for the peace of, like, our capital of the country, wherever we are. And so we prayed for the peace of Washington, D.C. We prayed for the peace of Jerusalem. Next line, stand in the gap. I urge you to do that. Underlined.
Yeah.
We just stand in the gap for these cities,
yes.
These countries. where we are. Our home is heaven. I just interviewed for 2 hours Dean Braxton, who'd been to heaven. And it was just emphasized to him. Earth is not the home of the redeemed. We're here right now, stationed by the Lord. And he's urging us to pray for the city. Let's say you, Max, and I know Lynn's on the line, you're supposed to pray for Minneapolis and seek its peace.
Right.
Stand in the gap for Minneapolis. I stand in the gap. Stand in the gap. I urge you to do that, underlined. Stay in prayer with my prophet. Stay in faith with my friend. Standing firm in the faith and showing grace to those who do not. Ezekiel 22:30. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. He was speaking for a man to stand in the gap for Israel so that their sins wouldn't come upon them. They deserved it. But he was looking for an intercessor, someone who could stand in the gap. And that's what he's telling us right now. We can stand in the gap for these people, these places.
Yeah.
You know? It's up to us, really. 1 Peter 2:17. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Now, the Amplified Bible reads, love the brotherhood, reverence God, honor the emperor, as does the ESV. So what this means is the head of state. Pray for them. I have the authorities, church, to heal your land. Now notice the plural, the authorities. They're God's authorities. I'm not so sure they're all in their places, but he's got them. I have the authorities, church, to heal your land. Romans 13:1. Let every soul be subject. I'm going to read it in the ESV because it uses the word authorities. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And those that exist have been instituted by it, God. You know what I think he's saying? I think he's saying, I've got the authorities.
Yeah.
He's got them to heal your land. And you know what I've been doing? I've been asking him for them. He said, pray for those who are in authority. I'm praying that he'll put some in authority.
Yes.
It will heal the land.
Yes.
Your land is healed. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You said our land is healed. I want to thank you for it. People have been asking you for that all across this nation with depth of heart. I want to thank you. Let's all say thank you, Lord, for healing our land. Say it aloud after me. Thank you, Lord, for healing our land.
For healing our land.
Hallelujah. You are praying for my victory in all. Proverbs 11:14. There is no counsel. Where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You are to serve me. Do you understand? Psalm 2, 10 and 11. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. I'm going to read you from ESV. Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. The kings of this earth are to serve God. Someone needs to understand that. Max.
Yes.
Everything in my hand, and no one can change it. All that is underlined. Proverbs 21:1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water. He turns it wherever he will. He's speaking to some kings, Max, in these last two places here particularly. This is my war, not China, Russia, Persia, Turkey, North Korea, or Syria. My war against my nation and your nation. The table is prepared. I will restore your soul. Job 12:23-25. Mm-hmm. He makes nations great. I'm going to use ESV because he uses. I'll just read it here. ESV. He makes nations great, and he destroys them. He enlarges nations and leads them away. He takes away understanding from the chiefs of the people of the earth and makes them wander in a trackless waste. They grope in the dark without light, and he makes them stagger like a drunken man. Wow. Psalm 23:1-6. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness, and this word is chesed. Surely goodness and chesed, that's obligatory love because we're in covenant, shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And all the next is underlined. My wisdom and righteousness to be evident in your nations.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father. Proverbs 2, 1 through 8. My son, if you will receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you will call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way, the derrick of his saints. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Wow.
Oh, my Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We pray that right there for leaders that you have and that you're giving us. We're praying for them.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, folks, I'm running into some people who are running for offices like governor that are Christians. I know three of them recently I met. And God is speaking to people to run for office. And I believe he's going to give us those authorities that belong to him. Look at the next line here. I am depending on you to pray for the restoration of these nations.
Yes.
It's depending on us, and we're going to pray it too. Boy, this next one here, I have my own idea of what it means, and here's what it actually says. The deep will not stand. Because, and the next part's underlined, I am deeper in all. I believe that's the deep state.
I believe so too.
That's not the Lord told me. But I can tell you, folks, what I know and what we prayed against this morning was the deep state.
Yes.
Partially. In cooperation with someone else. So, he's telling us, I believe, Max, don't you?
Oh, yes. I mean, you didn't really say it. You said, well, I don't want to say too much, but God is speaking to us. Praise the Lord.
He's telling. He spoke to us about all what we know, Max and I, about what we know. The deep will not stand because I am deeper in all, underlined.
He is deep.
Yes.
Thank you.
The blood of all.
Yeah.
In their peace shall be your peace. Now, this next verse, I tell you, I have used this over and over and over. Acts 17:26. Here he is in the King James. And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. Now, here it is in the Amplified. And he made from one common origin, one source, one blood, all nations of men to settle on the face of the earth, having definitely determined their allotted periods of time and the fixed boundaries of their habitation, their settlements, lands, and abodes. God determined when the nations, where they are, where their boundaries are. He brought forth the United States of America at exactly the right time, and he determined our boundaries. He didn't let them go over into Canada. They tried to, but he didn't let them. Now, I am doing right now, and I'm not going to be at noon prayer out there. Of course, we'll have noon prayer right here on the call, like we do here. Because next week, I'm teaching a course for our Billy Brim Bible Institute. And by the way, we have enough hours now to graduate our first class with their associate's degree at Autumn Assembly this year. But we've done this. This is our third session, and we'll be teaching all day next week on watching the fig tree for signs of the times. And we're covering the period from World War I to the present date.
Mm-hmm.
And now, just think of this. He brought forth the United States of America. Now, I'm saying this, and this is what I think. You don't have to agree. But he brought us forth the last half of the sixth day. We're like the new kid on the block. But you know that my background, my mother came from a Native American Choctaw. And, of course, my husband on every side in his family, he's Cherokee. My children are all card-carrying Cherokees, and I found my grandfather's roll number on the Choctaw. They could be card-carrying Choctaws. They're dear people. We have meetings with them all the time. And they lived here for centuries. Why did God send those Puritans over here? Why did he send these white men from Europe and other places? Why did he let it happen? He did it because we know he did, because it says right here that he does that. I'm telling you, folks, the one thing that is most important of all the earth is God's word. And God's word coming true. And when God prophesies something, it has to come to pass. Not one word of it can fall to the ground. Because if it does, if Satan can stop it, then Satan will win. The most important thing on the earth right now, the biggest miracle that's occurred, is the Israel Jew came home after 2,000 years. God
yes.
said they would. If they didn't come home, then we're all lost and doomed. And I believe, and my Native, we have Native American meetings out at Prayer Mountain all the time. It's a big question. Why did God let them come over here for our lands? I believe it's because they would, the men who came over here, the European men, they would develop technology that would allow them to go over and fight in World War I and fight in World War II and defeat Hitler and help and aid the Jews. I believe that the United States of America is here primarily, of course, to get out the gospel, but number two, or number one even maybe, to help Israel be established in their land. And that was the main thing, the most important thing. I know and I believe that my Native American heritage, they would not have done that. Not that they could not have developed it. They're very bright people. But they would not. They had no interest outside their own lands, which they're so faithful to be stewards of. They would have had no interest in going over and fighting European wars. So here he tells us that the blood of all, he brought forth these nations, he brought forth the United States. Now, next statement. You can erase all that if you want to. If you don't believe it, fine. I'm certainly not dogmatic about it. It's just what I'm seeing as I'm studying God's word coming true. The biggest miracle we've ever seen is his bringing back the Jews, and they know who they are after 2,000 years. You disperse Americans for 2,000 years, they never know who they are. 2,000 years from now, they wouldn't know anything about it. But he kept the Jews. He preserved them. And in Israel, he said in Genesis 12:3, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So they needed the help of the United States of America, and he raised it up.
Yeah.
Next line, it shall be my wisdom. Proverbs 2:6. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. You talked to me today. Oh, Father. I added that. Here's just what it says. You talked to me today, all of you. Psalm 91, 14 through 16. Because he sets his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he's known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. In long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The part of that that I believe is particularly applicable is he will call upon me and I will answer him. We called upon him today and he answered us. Now back to the Lord's statement. The two nations and both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. If either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up. Furthermore, if two lie down together, they keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? And if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands, or a threefold cord, is not quickly torn apart or quickly broken. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. He's talking, I believe he's saying right here what I just said.
Yeah.
Two nations are America and Israel.
And
they need each other. And he raised up America. I didn't know what this was going to say, but now I believe this is saying that my theory is true.
Yeah.
They need each other. The two of them
yes.
together are strong. The two nations. And both of them. He could be talking about two men in that both of them. I don't know. But I do know he's talking about America and Israel. And that I believe he's saying right here what I just theory I just put forth, that he brought forth America to help Israel be strong. Whoa.
The Lord.
Next
you.
Line underlined. You are to behold my children. Isaiah 8:18. Oh, this is really blessing me, folks. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. Now, I'm going to read you that in the Amplified. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are signs and wonders that are to take place in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells on Mount Zion. You are taught, Isaiah 54:13. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children.
Oh.
Whoa. My spirit, stay with me and I will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24. I know this one too. How wonderful and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've stood on that verse for years and years and years, said it almost every day. I am your Jesus, underlined. I determine the time for the nations. From my mouth comes the knowledge to you. Do you understand my wisdom this morning? I give you wisdom. Trust in me. Hallelujah! Woo! What a glorious morning. Now, I can hardly wait until the afternoon when we will again be on the prayer call. Anything you want to add, Max?
The Spirit of the Lord spoke to my heart after you said the two nations, or after you gave us the two nations and both of them. And you were talking about the native earlier, and the people came from Europe. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. Again, it's not really about me, but you just think about it. You cannot make it up. God put us together for a reason, and the main reason is the salvation and the land of Israel and the body, the church. Mm-hmm. I came from a background of a Muslim, Palestinian, Jordanian, and look mm-hmm. what God is doing. He brought me from overseas to meet Billy Brim, who Max walked away from Billy Brim in 93 at Living Word mm-hmm. Christian Center. I mean, He's just so good. He's so good. You cannot put these things together. Even if you can't even grasp your mind over it.
Mm-mm.
And this is for all of us. This is for all of us. He put us together for a reason. So what I was about to say, all of this put together so we can serve him and pray and have the faith and be in alignment. And to have the wisdom. Don't fear. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about Mm-mm. tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. That's what he told us. Don't worry about
Trust
tomorrow.
Trust me.
He got us. Trust him. He got us.
You know, Max, you're saying that this prayer force, when we heard what we heard last night, and we yeah. even contemplated calling a emergency prayer call. And
yes,
Max Quinn prayed about it, and Max told me, he said, no, we didn't think we should because we got prayer in the morning. Well, then with Shelley over here last night, we were talking about it, and then when I woke up this morning, you're all there. You're prepared by God. He has got a prayer force. It's up to us, he said. And you did it. We prayed. Max, I feel so good in my heart about it. So good. But that deep, those deep state plans that we heard about, working with other nations.
Yeah.
He's deeper.
He is deeper.
And he's got us working with him, and he's the head, and we're the body. And all we have to do is what he tells us to do. And just obey his commandments. Be sure to walk in love. And then be sure to walk in the Spirit and the Word so that you can hear him. And then do what he tells you to do. It's all going to be all right.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That should just...
Well,
build
go
up.
Ahead.
Amen. No, I'm done. Praise the Lord.
Okay. All right, everybody. We'll see you at noon. What we're going to do is Max, I think we'll call in about... We'll pray early. Yeah. Let me see, Brenda. I know you're on the line, too. I think we'll start praying about 12:05. So make sure you're...
Okay.
Yeah, make sure you're called in by then. Okay, everybody. See you at noon. Shalom, shalom. Have a great day. I know some of you have to go to work. You can't see us at noon, but it will be archived. So shalom, shalom, and we'll see you later. Be blessed.